Tomorrow is October 10, 2010. 10, 10, 10. Many people around the world have scheduled special events for the day, including weddings. Be kind of hard to forget that anniversary. The Michigan Sovereignty Tea Party will hold a rally in Lansing. Protesters against the death penalty are going to gather in front of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., and marathons are set for Melbourne and Buenos Aires. Whatever transpires on 10-10-10, anything and everything is of interest to a project called One Day on Earth. Videographers, amateur and professional, from around the globe are free to participate and capture moments large and small, extraordinary and mundane.
If you believe in something, if you have one message you could put in the world's time capsule, one story that you can put in the record of history, we hope that you will be inspired and really go out and find it.
So 10-10-10 isn't necessarily just a day to record a cat flushing the toilet or games of beer pong. OneDayOnEarth.org is working with the United Nations Development Fund and groups including Oxfam, the American Red Cross, Human Rights Watch, and the World Wildlife Fund, hoping filmmakers will send in material that give us a deeper understanding of life on our planet. Kyle Ruddick is founder and director of the project. He joins us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning.
And what's the idea?
Well, the idea is that through participating simultaneously across the world and sharing experience that is important as well as inspiring, that we will have a picture of the planet that is more connected and, I think, a better understanding of our intertwined humanity, I guess.
What are some of the stories you're expecting?
There's a couple teams in Antarctica filming. We have the UNDP, which is the United Nations Development Program. They have over 120 people around the world participating on the front lines of a lot of the most intensely developing countries, I would say. We had a group from Afghanistan sign up a couple days ago. I was looking through their photos last night, and it's a lot of people that were hit with landmines. And these people are just eager to tell their story. We have a group of over 40 women who are expecting to give birth that day. If they give birth, they will be filming it.
Well, I hope someone will be filming it for them. Mothers are remarkable, don't get me wrong. But
No, they will not be filming themselves. It's not like they set it up on a tripod.
And then what happens to all this material?
Well, all of the material gets uploaded to the site, and everyone who participates has their own page. Everything's geotagged, by the way. So you'll be able to search very quickly through the site and actually go by location to location and see where things are filmed. In addition to that, we're also making a film, and that film will be premiered sometime next fall.
We had a little bit of fun, if you please, suggesting this that you might be inundated with people sending you video of cats using a toilet at home. But, I mean, the more I think about it, is that so terrible? I mean, is that also a way of marking what our world is?
Yeah, I was actually going to clarify something there. It's an open project. You know, how can I tell you what matters to you? For someone who loves that cat, that might be the happiest moment that they have all day.
Yeah. If you can get a cat who's flushing a toilet to draw attention to global warming, that would definitely fit into your parameters.
Especially if you could give a speech. I mean,
Kyle Ruddick, he's founder and director of One Day on Earth, alloneword.org. Tomorrow, 10-10-10, they're collecting material for a video time capsule from filmmakers, amateurs, and professional around the world. Thanks very much.
Thank you.